My next guest is Maeve MacDonald. Maeve, who's a children's author, is gearing up for the release of her debut novel, Into the Witchwood, will be published later this week. I'm delighted to say that Maeve joins us now. Maeve, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sure you're in great spirits. Ahead of the release of any book or album where the author or musician is, obviously there's great joy and satisfaction that it is coming out, but the very fact that this is your debut novel, I'm sure, even adds an extra little bit of satisfaction to it.
Absolutely, it's been really wonderful, the whole journey to get here, from the conception of the story to getting it accepted for publication to seeing it out here on the shelves. Like, in some ways it feels like it's been a very long time in the process, and in other ways it feels like it's been extremely quick, but it's been amazingly gratifying. And this week we're just starting to see it go out onto the shelves, so it's been so extremely exciting to see that finally happening and to see the book actually in bookshops.
I'd suggest listeners keep an eye out for Maeve at a bookshop near you, just perusing the new releases section with a big smile on her face.
Absolutely. And I suppose I work as a bookseller myself. I work in Charlie Burns bookshop in Galway. And so it's been extra special for me to be able to order in my own book and to see it out on shelves. And then it's been really lovely to have the support of the rest of the bookselling around community around Ireland. And I've had great support from the booksellers in Clare, particularly at the Ennis bookshop. I'm going to be there doing a signing on the 8th of April, so that's really exciting. And it's just been kind of an amazing journey to see that transition and that other side of the counter, so to speak, to see a book coming from me rather as an author rather than working as a bookseller from that perspective.
And Maeve, look, books can take quite some time to write. Some authors take years over them. But for you, you mentioned you work in a bookshop. You were also previously involved in print media. I presume this is something perhaps that you have has been an ambition you've long harbored for quite some time, to eventually write your own book.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I've been interested in children's books since I was a child myself. And I've always written, but I never felt like I had the focus, I think, to kind of write my own story. I'd written other long things that I felt weren't quite right. And during the lockdown in 2020, I was back in my childhood home, walking all of my childhood roads, and particularly spending a lot of time in the woods that are very near my childhood home, and walking through those, and I think really retracing those childhood footsteps, I found myself thinking of this story. And it was the first time I felt like I had latched onto a story that really felt like mine, like this story of kind of like witches in a dark forest, and very heavily influenced by both kind of traditional fairy tales and Irish mythology. That felt like my story. And suddenly it was the spark I needed to really inspire me to write the book.
And I have to say, the cover to Into the Witchwood is fantastic. It's so colourful. I think, you know, if I was a child again in a bookshop and I saw that, it would just capture my imagination, all the colours of the rainbow in there. Maybe tell us a little bit more about the story itself, Maeve, and who it centres around.
Absolutely. So the story is centred around a character called Rowan, who is a young witch who grew up next to this big, dark, imposing witchwood that she was always told never to go inside of. And before the story begins, her mother has gone missing inside of this witchwood. And Rowan, being a very independent and headstrong person, decides she's going to rescue her mother, and she's going to go into the witchwood and confront the evil witch and rescue her mother. But what she doesn't count on is her younger sister and next door neighbour tag along with her, and she ends up having to worry much more about taking care of them than she does about any rescuing. And the story very much becomes about them confronting the darkness of the literal woods and all of the challenges that the wood throws up in front of them. And it's kind of, for me, it was more of a metaphor for how we work through things, like between grief and other challenges that we would face when we're children, that it's like you can't really skip ahead, though. You can't jump to the end. You have to go through them. And that's what the three characters in my book have to do. But it's a story I very much drawn on a lot of my own childhood fears, that it was a great way of working through that for me. And I hope that if kids read it, when they get to the end of it, they'll see that you could work through these things and get to the other side.
What kind of approach did you take with writing the book? As you mentioned, Maeve, you know, the idea, the kernel of the idea came to you when you were back in childhood home and going around areas where you would have gone as a child. Do you have like the skeleton of the story and kind of add the meat to it as you go? You know, are you doing it like chapter by chapter when you finish a chapter, going right now where take stock and where should this story go next? Or do you already have a sense of roughly the beginning, middle and end?
I tend to plan most things that I write. I tend to plan from the start to the end, and I usually know where I wanted to go by the end. That's more because I'm a massive procrastinator. So if I don't know exactly where it's going to go, then I will have all the excuses in the world to not write at all, because I'll say, oh, I'll start writing when I figured out the ending. So I think for me, I tend to run with a plan, and I tend to go very much from that perspective of knowing what's going to happen. And then just, I tend to write almost the most detail at the start, and then I start paring back when I'm drafting. I edit things out. That being said, one of my favorite parts of the book, there's a bit of a twist towards the end, and that came about completely organically while I was in the middle of writing the story. I thought it was going to end a different way. And when I got to that point of the story, it was like literally like a flash of inspiration that I had this idea, and I went, well, of course, that's how it should end. And that was a really lovely thing to happen, because I tend to be much more rigid about my writing when I am following a plan. When I wrote that part of it, it felt very organic, and I think it reads very organic. Because, like I've said to other people, because I got the idea in the moment rather than planning it out ages in advance.
Well, congratulations again. Into the Witchwood is published on Thursday, available in all good bookshops. And I'm sure it's one that children are going to very much enjoy. And looking forward to seeing what you come up with next. No rush, because you're just releasing your debut novel. We'll let you have a few years to come up with the second one. Maeve, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Well done again. And thank you very much for taking the time to join us on Morning Focus.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks very much. Maeve McDonald there. Make sure you check out Into the Witchwood. Certainly, if you have children and you're bringing them to bookshop, the cover will catch their eye, and the story will more than match up to that as well.